Item 1, a resolution requesting the Wisconsin State Legislature reform and expand the current law on the expungement of criminal records.
Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to thank research analyst Eric Hayden for assisting with drafting this resolution. And I also would like to thank my colleague, Tony Staskunas, for bringing the item to my attention. Expungement is the process by which a record of criminal conviction is destroyed or sealed. Wisconsin's current expungement law is exceedingly narrow. It only allows for expungement of misdemeanors and certain felonies committed by a person under the age of 25. And this is only granted if the request is made at the time of sentencing. And even if a person qualifies for expungement and the court expunges the record is still available through the Wisconsin Department of Justice, which effectively nullifies any benefit of expungement. Wisconsin's currently narrowly crafted law does not achieve the goal of expungement, which is to allow someone who was convicted of a relatively minor offense, paid their debt to society, and is rehabilitated to re-enter society with a second chance to create a better life. Here in Wisconsin, where we have the largest incarceration of African Americans, this is a major issue. Studies suggest that a criminal record reduces the likelihood of a job, callback, or offer by nearly 50%. A conviction record is a barrier to finding safe and affordable housing, and studies show that ex-offenders' successful attainment of employment and housing after conviction is substantially reduced, which increases the risk of recidivism. It also has an impact on the economy. The reduced output of goods and services of people with prison records is estimated at $57 to $65 billion in losses for the nation's economy. Since 2009, at least 41 states, including the District of Columbia, have enacted over 155 pieces of legislation to mitigate the collateral consequences for certain individuals with a criminal conviction. We have nearly 65 million people in America with a criminal conviction, and nearly 650,000 people are released from federal and state prison per year, and that's according to the United States Department of Justice. What this resolution is calling for is Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors demonstrating that they support efforts to give certain rehabilitated individuals a second chance. And again, let me repeat, give certain rehabilitated individuals a second chance by reforming and expanding the current expungement law. That would include, but not limited to, clearly defining what expungement means, disallowing the use of expunged records in housing and employment matters, ending the age limit on expungement requests, allowing the expungement request to be made at any time, not just at sentencing, and disallowing disclosure of the expunged record by the Wisconsin Department of Justice to any unauthorized persons except as otherwise required by state or federal law. This is a major issue here in Wisconsin. It seems like we're dragging behind and it's impacting our community, it's impacting our economy, et cetera, et cetera. I hope you guys find this resolution worthy of your support. I think it's important that we send the state a message about the impact that this narrowly crafted law is having on our community. Thank you.
Members, Supervisor Broderick.
Mr. Chair, I would move approval and ask the author if I might be added as a co-sponsor for this resolution. It's, I think that so many state residents would benefit greatly from broadening both the criteria and the application of expungement procedures. They are awfully strict at this point and limits it to the point where it's almost non-applicable in so many cases, and I think that defeats the ultimate purpose for ex-offenders, emphasis on ex. These people have paid their debt to society, and I think will benefit from the passage of this kind of legislation. I hope someone at the state sees fit to take it up.
Thank you. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With unanimous consent, I ask to be added as a co-sponsor. I believe this is very important, particularly as it relates to what's happened in 41 states and the District of Columbia, that there's the opportunity for some people to be given a second chance, that they can get on with their lives, with their families, do what they can do to make their quality of life the best that it can be, given the mistakes that they've made. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So without objection, we have Supervisor Broderick and Johnson added as co-authors. And I thank Supervisor Rainey for his work on this. I know that I've had some discussions in the last months with retired Municipal Judge Grambling and also current West Dallas Municipal Judge Murphy, who both have expressed frustrations about having people in their court where, you know, they were appropriate for expungement, but even if they had wanted to expunge a record, they're disallowed under the current way that the expungement works. And we're not talking certainly about anybody with serious crimes, but and even in my own law practice, I've talked with clients who have kids 10, 15, 20 years later, they've got an underage drinking citation at UW-Madison on a football Saturday, which, you know, comes back to haunt them on a job application. So there's a lot of room where we can tailor this expungement to really give a lot of people assistance, as the supervisor talked about, in employment and housing, certainly without, you know, without doing anything that's going to expunge anything that's serious. So, and I know that you're looking for a legislator or two to kind of get together with and work on and hopefully get a bill going on. So I wish you well on that. So so there's a motion to approve. Would the clerk please call the roll?
On the motion that item number one be recommended for adoption, Supervisors Johnson?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rainey?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Five ayes, zero noes, the motion prevails.
Thank you.